Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, we're giving away tickets today. Lots of pairs of tickets to the Chris Jansen concert Friday evening at the Capitol Theater. Buy those tickets, but you can also win them today, this morning, with Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Mr. Big Willie will be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, complaining about God knows what. Also, we got Dimitri Graffiti this morning. Citizens of Shadyside, if you want to get the word out, Dimitri Graffiti was tailor-made for you for the big meeting tonight with his ordinance from hell that the former prison warden is pushing along with... Is there anything stopping Longwell, who's a village councilman, from profiting from this and buying up the properties, these poor people who won't be able to hire lawyers and all that? Is there anything stopping him from doing that? Because it sounds like a conflict of interest.
I don't think that's going to happen, Demeter. I mean, John Longwell was a more upstanding person than that. I mean,
I'm sure he is. But that's not a question of upstanding. It's a question of conflict of interest. Is there anything stopping him if he wants... Hey, if he sees a property, some old person can't afford to hold on to it anymore because she can't afford a lawyer and has to sell it, what's stopping him from swooping in and offering
I mean, you would get into ethics stuff. And I mean, I'm not an attorney, but you would get into a whole...
Question:
a whole rat's nest.
Do we know if there's anything that would prevent him from doing that?
Well, I'm sure that there's something in the ethics law where he couldn't. I don't think this is about John Longwell.
What about being on the property in on your front porch after 11 p.m. at night? Tell the listeners about
ordinance. The conduct of any activity on any property between the hours of 11 and 7 generates loud, unnecessary, unusual noise, any noise which annoys, disturbs, hinders, and endangers comfort. I mean, it just goes on. I don't think that they intend that to be, you know, if you and your neighbor are sitting on the porch after 11 o'clock, that now all of a sudden the house is a nuisance. But it's ambiguous enough to where you could say that if you wanted to.
Sure. If you're watching a football game and you're cheering and hooping and hollering and all that kind of stuff and the neighbors don't like it, it's your own house. It's your own porch. It's your own yard.
Well, I guess for that matter, it could be in the house. You know, if you can hear the hooping and hollering from inside out, it doesn't necessarily have to be coming from outside. But it's that's just where, to me, there's so much in here. I mean, this is 11 pages. I mean, I think the longest ordinance that I ever saw was probably about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident that this was, you know, something that they got from another town somewhere. And, you know, I mean, which we did that when I was there. We would mark it up and make it our own.
Let me ask you this. Regarding the village of Shadyside, soon to be the prison of Shadyside, they're telling, with this ordinance from hell, 1890 ordinance from hell, the meeting is tonight. Oh, what time is the meeting tonight in Shadyside?
6.
6 o'clock. All right. You've been warned. 6 o'clock tonight. The premise here is that the mayor and city village council are going to be going after people who don't take care of their properties. And they're going to be fining them. And they're going to give them a few days' notice, and they can't have anyone other than a lawyer representing them. And it's just bad stuff. Now, we had a terrible snowstorm a couple weeks ago now. How did the village of Shadyside take care of its own properties?
You mean as far as snow removal goes?
Snow removal and everything else. If I drive through there right now, would it look like the village of Shadyside did a really good job taking care of its own properties, parts of the sidewalk, the curbs, parts of the street, or is there snow everywhere and just as miserable as so many of the other communities?
Well, I mean, there's piles of snow everywhere. I mean, you know, when you have a foot of snow, you're going to have that.
Unless you move it.
Well, they did move some. I saw them moving some.
There's still a lot there, though, right?
Oh, there's still a lot there. But, I mean, the snow's going to melt. I mean, I'm not going to, I'm not going to pick that apart too far. I mean, it's not like there's no place to park or anything like that.
Right. No, but the point
the point that I would make is, supposedly it was reported by a former employee toward the end of the year that a bunch of time was spent creating new snow routes and, you know, plowing plans and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, I never saw the details on that, but as far as I could tell, it seemed like when it snowed on Sunday, they went round and round and round and round plowing, and then Monday came and they were burned out, and the snow kept coming down Sunday night, and then, you know, if you don't, as soon as cars start driving over the snow, it gets packed down and it just kind of makes a mess.
Yeah.
I think they would have been better off. Of course, it was a big snow. It was the biggest snow we had probably in 15 years. So I'm going to give them a little bit of a break on this.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody knew that storm was coming. Nobody was planning on doing anything Sunday. That was, I think, the general, this half of the country, everybody was planning on staying at home that Sunday and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Well, it was all plowed, but then Monday morning came, and it's like, okay, now the snow's dying down, and nobody's out plowing.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just leave it alone and save your energy for Sunday night into Monday? That's the only thing that I could really say as far as the
snow removal. Well, that's my point
here.
Point here, Nick. By the way, live exclusive interview with Nick Ferrelli, former Shadyside Village Councilman. The big meeting is tonight, 6 o'clock. It is the Belmont Buzz. The ordinance from Hell, 1890. Have you seen anyone in the media talk about this ordinance or alert the public about this at all?
I think Channel 9. Well, Channel 9 and Channel 7 were both at the last meeting. I didn't see it. I assume they did a story on it because they were both there.
I haven't seen anything about this. Not a thing about this.
Of course, I don't watch the news that much.
You know,
so.
It's not even news. It's just crap that they pretend is news. So the meeting is tonight, 6 o'clock. These homes that are being considered nuisances, unless they're ready to fall down, how can you call any home a nuisance? Just because
that's how they define public nuisance in this ordinance. So they define public nuisance in three pages. So then anything that they, you know, I mean, just because common sense tells you it's a nuisance, you know, I mean, it's all how they define it in the law.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I wanted to say, this was definitely taken from somewhere, and there's a couple things that stood out to him. Well, two things in particular that stood out to him.
Okay.
You get, I don't know, we're in section 19, and they're talking about the proceeding, and it says, as otherwise permitted in the village's charter and ordinances.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, ordinances are village laws.
Yeah.
We don't have a charter. Okay? Villages in the state of Ohio are either statutory or charter. Mm-hmm. If you're statutory, you operate under what's laid out in a revised code. If you've passed a charter, which, you know, it has to be voted on by the voters and all that kind of stuff, which is basically a town constitution, then they call it home rule. You expand your home rule power. You can do
right.
You have more control over what you do
right.
as opposed to what's dictated from Columbus. Well, I mean, maybe they just missed this because it's so long.
What's it say again?
Okay, well, it says, as otherwise permitted in the village's charter and ordinances, and then it goes on about engineers and consultants and stuff. But my point is, we don't have a charter. So whoever's behind this, did they just not really understand how it works?
Yeah.
Or did they just miss that in there?
Yeah, well, or both.
Or both. The other thing that stood out is we talk about grass and weeds, and it says exceeds 10 inches in height. Well, if you go over here to what's already on the books, it says exceeds 6 inches in height. So why are we all of a sudden making the grass and weeds part of this less stringent than what's already on the books?
Because they just did a copy and paste.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. This was just largely
what a clown
copy.
Show.
So, you know, I don't know, and I don't know if they looked at this in a committee or what. I mean, they introduced it the first meeting of the year.
Yeah.
So it had to have been in the works, you know, for some time before, you know, this new council came in. I have to assume. I don't think they whipped this up in a couple of days.
All right. Now, it says here that you can't have a boat, a jet ski, or whatever on your property. Why not?
Who knows?
Does it cover golf carts? Little inside
inside joke for the people in Shady Side, my Shady Side listeners. That one was for you. For you. All right. Now, Section 8 says 7 days, not enough time to fix up a house, especially on a fixed income. 7 days, not enough time to find someone to even give you an estimate. Why just 7 days? Do people realize they have virtually no time to respond if they're being targeted by
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think, as far as I can tell, this wasn't thought through too far as the mechanics of this stuff.
Obviously not. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, if it was me, this should have been just planning this thing. I mean, I think it needs to be way shorter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there should have been committee meetings and, you know, input from a lot of different people, you know, not just
telling everyone in the village about this and give them a chance to respond. 7 days to appeal. You can't even get a lawyer in 7 days.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, these poor people can't even afford a lawyer.
And I mean, the thing of it is, you know, from the time that I was on there, you know, I mean, there was times when we ramrodded things through and, that kind of thing. But, I mean, look where it got us. You know, yeah. I mean, we should have learned a lesson that, you know, the way we were doing some of these things, it didn't work. You know, I mean, you know, you covered us for the last 2 years.
What a show.
It's been turmoil. So, you know, why start out by just, you know, throwing this thing on everybody? I mean, to me, that's just
stupid.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I was a large part of that. You could probably say that I was the ringleader, you know, that kind of way of doing things. But we should have, you know, they should have learned from my mistakes. I mean, that's...
Well, obviously Wellsburg didn't. Oh, so, anyway, so what do you think this is also a way for the village to raise lots of money, profiteering, taking off, going after these poor people? Do you think this is actually a backdoor way of getting a lot more money with these fines and properties?
Honest to God, Dimitri, I don't think that's what the motive here is. I think this is that some people want to live in Mayberry. They want every house to have perfect flowers, perfect paint, you know, perfect grass.
Perfect neighbors.
They don't, you know, perfect neighbors. Yeah. You know, no cinders in the streets, no weeds, no, you know, puddles. You know, I mean, that's what I really, truly think this is about.
Well, it's a shame that they didn't even know that there's no charter. It's a shame that they don't even know the right height for the grass compared to what they already have on the books and on and on and on. I'm very concerned that there are no limitations preventing village council members from profiting from this. I hope they don't, but what's stopping them? And again, what's stopping the new mayor from targeting any political opponents that he wishes or any property that he wants to snatch? Hey, Nick, we're virtually out of time. I always give my guests the last word. This is your opportunity to speak directly to our listeners and tell them anything that you want. You can repeat key points that you made here today, and we appreciate your time with this. Again, people need to know Ordinance 1890, the ordinance from hell that turns the village of Shadyside into the prison of Shadyside. You got about a minute. You can also tell people how to get in touch with you, how to follow you, how to donate to your campaign for auditor. Pretty much anything you want. Nick Forelli, my microphone is yours.
Well, I mean, as far as this is concerned.
Thank you, Dimitri. Appreciate the opportunity to do this. Your time is running.
Thank you. Talk to the listeners. Thank you. I mean, as far as this ordinance is concerned, I mean, I would say read it. I mean, it's a lot to read if you're going to read it before 6 o'clock tonight. But, I mean, you know, call me if you need a copy of it or something. I'll make you a copy of it. But, I mean, I just say, you know, go to the council meeting tonight and voice your concerns. I mean, that's the new thing. You don't have to be on the agenda or anything. So, I mean, you know, my opinion isn't worth too much. So
it's worth quite a bit.
Tell council tonight.
I've had you on for an hour. If people want more information, how do they reach Nick Forelli?
Just give me a call, 740-312-5920.
Slow down. Do it again. What?
740-312-5920. Or most people in town can track me down pretty easy.
So. All right. And you're also on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Okay, and Forelli is spelled how now?
F-E-R-R-E-L-L-I.
All right. And I don't know what I don't know. Is there anything else that I should have asked you in the last few seconds here? Have we covered the main points of this ordinance?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, I mean, you're characterizing it a little bit differently than I am, but
you have a lot of faith in these people. Oh, they're too nice. They're too good. They'll never do. They're giving themselves all of this power, but oh no, they're too nice, too good to ever use it. I'm telling you, when politicians take power, the reason they take power is so they can use it. I hope you're right. I really do.
I hope you're right too.
But I've interviewed a lot of these politicians over the years, and it's been my experience that when they ask for more power, they intend to use it. Don't underestimate them. I hope that's not the case in the village of Shadyside. I really do.
I guess we'll find out.
And I feel sorry for the poor people who won't be able to afford attorneys. Can't even imagine what their lives are going to be like if this thing actually passes. Nick Ferrelli, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And if you are watching this in the Facebook live stream, share this everywhere. Let the people know throughout Belmont County, especially Shadyside, the Ordinance from Hell 1890. And I want to keep it as a village and not as a prison. News coming up next. And then we've got Mr. Big Willie himself. We're giving away tickets for the big concert Friday night, too. And also Dimitri Graffiti.